I actually have a Kenwood V7 in the basement I keep thinking about bringing up and hooking up to actually use for the VHF, UHF side. Because I also have a Icom 756 Pro 2 for HF, but I haven't really done much HF the last few years because my main antenna came down about 3-4 years ago, and then that super mega mast that I had that was like almost 50 foot long of aluminum rod that I had my Diamond X500 on the top of, and then a 135 foot Carolina Windham stretched out. That came down a couple of years ago in an ice storm. But that was up for a good long time. That was up for at least a quarter century. Didn't cause any damage to the chimney or the mounting straps or anything. Just bent the damn thing into a big letter L. Busted the tip right off of the X510, too. So now the only HF antenna I have up is a POS wet noodle that I think I already told you about before, which is the some cush crap vertical that I thought would be a good replacement for my old R5, only to find out that mother frickin' junk apparently owned Cushcraft at the time of the design of this thing, and boy does it show. Went through a lot of effort to try to get it together. Holes were misaligned. I had to re-drill stuff to get the thing to work, and it technically works from 10 through 17. I can't get 20 to work at all, and but it just is such a poor performer. And I paid like over $450 for it, and I'm just depressed about all of that. So I guess it's an opportunity to try to figure out what the heck I want to do with the whole HF situation here. Maybe start all over and try to find a whole new mast assembly and everything, because I still have the, I probably should run all new coax in it. Anyway, I guess that there's a whole kind of sit down trying to figure out what I want to do to so that I actually get myself on the air. Because if I had a decent setup, I would get on the air, you know. Sean? WIDO.
Hey, Dex.